From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Pakistan today, meeting with his counterpart in the first high-level state visit in 12 years, including his stop at Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's home. Earlier during his stop in Afghanistan, he said he looked forward to the meeting, and he talked about why.
All of us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran, and others, must unite in trust and cooperation behind this common purpose.
Modi and Sharif first resumed high-level talks at an international climate conference in Paris 2 weeks ago. Islamic State loyalists in Afghanistan, meantime, released a new video today showing a suicide car bombing devastating an Afghan security outpost as well as violent acts elsewhere, including in neighboring Pakistan. The purported IS video released to reporters shows video of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistani security forces, a suicide bombing, gunfights with security forces elsewhere, and roadside bombs blowing up Afghan government vehicles, all with Pashto language subtitles. One man is beheaded, two others are shot at close range in the back of the head. The video claims the violent acts were conducted in eastern Afghan provinces near the border with Pakistan. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria may have killed more than 100 people. Some reports say more than 100 were killed. Others say the death toll was much lower. The fire ignited Thursday in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading contents. The resulting fire, according to reports, burned people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. An unknown number of injured were taken to the hospital. This is VOA News. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on rebel-held suburbs of the capital of Damascus killed at least 20 people today. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women and children were among the casualties in the overnight raid on the suburb of Hamuraya. Wildfires burning out of control near tourist towns in Australia's Victoria state have burned homes and caused evacuation of residents and tourists. The wildfires were said to be moving toward the coastal town of Separation Creek near Lorne in the state's southwest. Patrick Carey is a local resident.
They were all prepared to putting their barbecues on. They were cooking away. And all of a sudden, they could see the smoke coming over the hill. They thought it was still 4 hours away, according to what they'd heard. And then all of a sudden, it was an hour away, and all of a sudden, it was half an hour away. So they just dropped everything, stopped cooking, and hopped in their car and headed here.
The wildfires so far have reportedly burned about 680 hectares. U.S. presidential candidates are reacting to published reports the United States could begin deporting families in the country illegally by early January. Democratic frontrunner and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she has real concerns about the reports. Clinton's primary Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, says he is very disturbed by the news. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump took credit for the news in a tweeted reaction saying the deportation plan is being considered because he pressured the government to do it. He said, "It's about time." New violence to report in the West Bank on Thursday. Three Palestinian attackers were shot dead as they carried out stabbings and a car ramming. A fourth was killed in clashes with Israeli soldiers. While Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas by celebrating Christmas Eve Mass at St. Basilica's in Vatican City, Christmas Eve celebrations in the Palestinian-ruled town of Bethlehem were overshadowed by tensions in the area. Robert Berger reports.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations with a march through Manger Square here in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But the atmosphere is gloomy. 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have scared pilgrims and tourists away. Palestinian merchants sat in their shops packed with olive wood souvenirs, but customers were few and far between. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth will use her Christmas broadcast to her people to emphasize that light can triumph over darkness in a difficult year. She notes that there have been moments of darkness in the past year marked by extremist attacks and a migrant crisis that has overshadowed Europe, but cites the Bible as offering solace. The 89-year-old queen wrote the speech herself, often reflecting on her own personal beliefs and stressing the importance of family. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.